you see, so you know those, like, you sometimes see the pictures of, like, buses in places with large, like, countries with, like, large rural populations, the bus they all take to the city, right? They have, like, they're packed to the gills, and they have, like, extra seating welded on top and things like that, right?
Yeah.
It's that, it's the equivalent of that, but for a mega damage setting. So it's basically like an armored personnel carrier with like extra layers welded on, right?
So it's a Mad Max version of a bus.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. Because an actual bus would not have survived this long. But this one looks like something, and it's still a ways away. Right, but it's coming your general direction, if not specific direction, very quickly. Give me a notice roll.
I'm sure this will be fine. A 4.
Okay. We'll get one from Goro here.
5.
Ah, look at that. Both of you succeeded. Okay. So what you see, I'm gonna say that it's sort of, because I like the dramatic image, right? The you are looking out sort of at the very, very late afternoon into evening sun is coming from that direction, right? So you're seeing all of this in silhouette. You're seeing this sort of big mass of this carrier coming towards you across this parking lot. And there's sort of smoke billowing out from behind it. And then in the air around it, you can see a number of winged silhouettes.
No.
And they appear to be, and they are occasionally like swooping towards it and then like landing on the ground and leaping up at it. And they're far enough away, it's kind of hard to tell specifically what they are. But both of you can give me a common knowledge roll or like a biology roll, if that's a thing in this system. Like, some sort of knowledge around animals that you might have.
A 5.
There you go. Goro, you have... Perdición, you are not super familiar with the kind of weird animals that exist in the Northern Hemisphere, right? You're very familiar with the ones in South America.
Well, yes.
Right. But the ones up here, this far north, you haven't seen them a ton, but These you know by reputation, at least. These are Canadian duckbills. So-called because they are dimensional beings. They are animals from another dimension that look like if you turned a Canadian goose into... And you crossed it with, like, a triceratops. Right?
Like, size-wise?
Yes.
That's bigger than I had expected. Oh, boy.
They are big. And that sort of puts into scale, if that's what you're looking at, it puts into scale the carrier that's coming at you. It's pretty big.
Yeah, that's bigger than, that's a little bigger than a bus.
Yes.
That is more like a moving building.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
Jeez.
And these guys are coming, and and you can see like they're the animals themselves. Let me check and make sure I'm giving you a proper size here. I was underselling.
Because if it's the one I'm thinking of, then yeah, the carrier is going to be incredibly large.
So. The size of these things, according to, because these are an actual thing in Rifts, and I've never actually gotten to use them before. The actual size is 22 to 36 feet long, and 18 to 22 feet tall, standing upright.
So they're the size of a bus.
They're the size of like a decent size bus. Yes. I was not anticipating them being this large. We're going to go with it, though, because I find it very funny. And there look to be probably 10, 12 of them smashing into this thing over and over again. And your impression is they're very territorial. Like, think about Canadian...
Oh, so they're attacking it. Got it.
Think about Canadian geese, right?
Uh-huh.
So yeah, what are you guys doing? This thing, this carrier is still out there to where it's like small enough for you to see the top of. Apparently it's gigantic. I had not anticipated the sizes. But it's coming your direction. It's coming your direction at what seems to be functionally top speed. And it's being attacked by these goose dinosaurs.
And it's got no signs of stopping?
Got no obvious signs of stopping yet. Although, it's hard to tell. When these things are hitting it, they weigh the better part of tons. Yes, weight 2 to 6 tons. Wow, they're having fun this day. That day in Palladium Books. So, they're smashing into this thing with a force, with a weight of 2 to 6 tons.
Yeah, they're goose elephants.
Mm-hmm.
Are these the kind of monsters you normally hunt?
No, not usually, but I think we might be doing that today. Especially because we should probably get out of here! And he yells that to the rest of the restaurant and starts helping people clear out, because if this mess is barreling towards them, this is not a safe place.
So as you yell that, some of the other diners sort of look up from their food, and the waitstaff all looks at you, and then for a split second, a lot of them go back to what they were doing, because they're used to mercs being weird and unstable. And then one of the waiters, like your waiter, points out the window and yells something into the kitchen, and then two older looking like workers, the cooks from the back, start waving people into the back and what you assume is like down some stairs, right?
They have a fallout shelter, essentially.
Essentially, yes.
Oh, well, that takes care of that. Want to go beat up some
called
geese?
Called out a code goose and everybody started running for the shelter.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Right? Basically. So, what are the two of you doing once the evacuation starts?
We have to beat this threat. That's just clearly...
Yeah, we need to stop it before it causes...
harm to innocents.
See?
Okay. All right. So, you're like stepping out of the building and running to engage? Or are you assuming it's coming for you?
I mean... Okay, is it coming for us?
It's definitely headed your general direction, yes.
Okay, then yes, we are stepping out of the building and going to engage. That would be my guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So you two have like a badass hero moment at the door where you sort of make eye contact with each other and then begin running towards the problem. Let's cut back to the other two. You guys that are in the two that are Gug and Tink, the two that are in the mall, right? Gug, you've made a little further in, and you are still tracking this
lovely scent.
Yes, this like this simian scent through the mall, right? I imagine you're not quite doing the like cartoon floating in the air pulled by your nose thing, but it's fairly close, right? And this takes you past Zug's Emporium, right? And you don't immediately see. Well, give me a notice roll as you make it past the Emporium. I imagine you're going to be distracted, but I think it would be fun if you.
Sorry, are you just smelling Zug's lunch?
That would be hilarious. All right.
This ape aroma?
The ape aroma is not coming from Zug's. However, as you walk past, because again, it's like a footlocker, right? So it's got the big glass mm-hmm. windows up front. And as you make it past, you look in and there's a lot of really surprising stuff in there, and some of it's stuff you don't recognize, Guggs. So I'm going to regret this naming convention already, and I'm probably like only two Vernoomers deep. Gug, you don't recognize everything that's in there, but you do recognize some of it, and a lot of it is like the Vernoulian equivalent of like consumer electronics, right? like a cell phone or like one of those Apple watches that monitors your heartbeat, like those kind of things, right? And they're all up in like, they're on like pedestals as though there's some kind of artifact, and they've been priced out in like, again, ape currency.
Also staggeringly weird, right? Because they're designed not for beings with fingers, because we don't have fingers. We have weird tentacle hands and telepathy. So, like, these are things that are meant to be carried around, not in a pocket, but in our little, like, telekinetic bin that just floats alongside us.
Yes. Yes. They are very, very strange by mammalian standards. They're not designed for people with opposable thumbs or like, bones and joints. But they, a quick glance, they are being sold here, and it's unclear their source or who the market is intended for as you sort of make your way past looking for this monkey person.
Right? And I don't see any obvious sign of Vernoulians, right? Because I assume that would make me nervous.
Not right away, although... with the five, you don't see any sign, any like there's not a Vernoulian there right now that you can see.
All right, it's probably safe then.
Yeah. And Tink, you are just sort of pushing your way through the mall trying to find Kachka. Is that correct?
I'm not certain I really noticed pushing through most people.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. All right, so you like. Make it out of the food court and into like the crossroads area of the mall. There's like a fountain here and some what used to be department stores on either side. And you don't immediately see Kachka. What you do see is that all of a sudden, and it's weird because you don't notice these sorts of things, right? But all of a sudden, every humanoid / mercenary in the mall suddenly stops what they're doing and excitedly starts moving towards the entrance you came in.
Okay.
And by everyone, I mean like 80% of
them,
right?
That just sounds like it should be easier to spot the small cat person.
That's fair. That's a fair statement. Give me a notice roll.
Ooh, we're good at those. If I remember correctly, don't I have a minus to those? Oh no, that's already built.
I don't think you have a minus to notice. It's mostly the other things.
Fucking
wow!
What?
Alright, well, that's the system. Sometimes you roll a 14.
On a D8, I think? Yeah. Okay.
Cool. So, as they're all clearing out, you are sort of looking between, like, running legs, essentially, right? Not running, but like quickly moving legs. And a lot of these people are like fairly bulky for humanoids because they're mercs, right? So they've got like either a bunch of gear on or they're just jacked or something like that, right? You got to assume that Rift's characters are like
Liefeld,
half again as large as a normal person at the very least.
Yeah. Liefeldian.
Yes, they are Liefeldian in proportion. And so as they clear out and have, there's still some streaming through this area from deeper in the mall, right? But they're all headed back the direction you came. And as they start moving away, you spot a figure, a short figure in a long coat and full hood with a duffel bag.
Oh shit.
And, like, in your head, you're like, that's important somehow. I know that was important. I don't know how much of the briefing you were listening to.
No, no, this is the magic weasel who, you know, abused my grace of not smashing him.
Oh, okay, yes, like, yes, so you're taking that personally.
This is right. Why Tink noticed him. Like,
okay.
I remember during that first one, after I launched the other guy, I briefly considered hammering this guy, but I was like, no, I have peaceable intent. I have no reason to smash him, and I was wrong. So now I'm going to prove him right.
And that figure is like furtively looking over their shoulder, trying to figure out if they should be running the same direction as all the mercenaries, and then ultimately decides against it and like sort of quickly walks on what appear to be very short legs into like the ruins of a K-jewelry or something like that, right?
Okay. I'm totally following. And I feel like when I get to the entrance, I like have my hammer down and scraping along the ground.
Oh, we're doing this now, are we?
Very subtly, yes. It's very subtle.
Do you limp as well, just like to complete the
I mean, slow methodical movement, like, oh no. Oh no.
Eerily whistling, you can't touch this.
So you're gonna head in after them?
Yeah.
Okay. Gug. So you sort of noticed the same thing that Tink did, in that like all of the mercenaries have turned at the same time, and you are hearing like a klaxon go off. And it coincides with all of the mercs starting to move out that direction.
This is right? Not a klaxon I caused.
No, well,
I am confused.
No, nothing. None of your immediate actions have seemed to have anything to do with this, right? At the very least. But what you do notice is that as the mercs run from further in the mall out past you, they're carrying with them the scent of monkey.
Oh. And that's not just surprised human, right? Because I got that confused for a long time.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. I think you've probably gotten fairly good at, like, filtering out the smells and, like, learning the vintages of hominid, right?
Okay.
And so, yeah, no, this is, like, the smell you were sort of tracking is being carried to you, not in, like, a gush, but definitely in the contrails of these people as they move through the monkey.
Okay, so right? They have the monkey.
Sure, yes.
That's my working theory. Okay. Yeah, I'll follow them, right? Like, I'm just gonna act casual.
Okay. Tink, did you, like, brain comms about ooh, having ooh. Spotted the person, or are you gonna go deal with that on your own?
I'm working on it. I really love the idea that brain comms are strictly emojis.
God damn it.
Maybe Tink's brain comms are strictly emojis, but I approve of that.
What is this, like, LSD boomer shit that I'm seeing here?
Tink is that boomer who's been given a cell phone and only can use the emoji keyboard because they don't know how to turn it off.
Exactly. Got stuck on there.
When my mom started texting, she had a flip phone and she didn't know how to make spaces. So she used a period at the end of every word.
Like she sent in a telegram.
And I'm imagining that's how Tink, love you, mom. That's how Tink sends texts, right?
It's not monkey. Stop. Wizard. Stop.
Also, like, thank you for giving me an option to use the See No Evil monkey that I had found earlier. Like, I want to use that, but it's not appropriate. And then you made it appropriate.
Now it's appropriate.
Okay.
Okay. Is there, like, a willpower stat that I can roll to see if I can resist monkey?
I think also like to resist going berserk is spirit, I think, or recover from it. So
I'm not like high spirit. Like I'm supposed to be spiritual or some shit.
Well, spirit I think is like fighting spirit in general. I guess it's also
Esprit de fighting.
Well, and it's also like the magic stat, I think.
It's the religious magic stat, yeah.
Yeah, it's your cleric stat, basically.
Oh, and smarts is your magi stat?
Yes, yeah. Correct.
All right, Gug, you're not happy about it.
Okay.
But should you so choose, you can resist the siren call of monkey meat to go track down. Go help Tink resolve the actual reason.
Okay, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to make it up to myself later.
I just need to note that the episode title needs to be The Siren Call of Monkey Meat. Come on.
the sweet scent of simian?
Part one and part two. Anyway.
Okay. Somewhere in these DVD racks, they're scent of a simian, and we're all worse off for it.
Okay, so...
I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember any of the names associated here. Like, I heard them at one point. I don't remember them, though. Was the guy's name, like, Greg or Gary or something stupid? Doesn't really matter what his name is. Who? The guy we're chasing.
The little wizard guy.
The target.
Yeah.
The target is Bubbles. Bubbles Drac.
Bubbles! It was something stupid. Granted, I would assume anything he was named stupid would be stupid.
Research assistant Bubbles Direct. Bubbles. Yes.
Oh well, I guess
right. That we won't.
I guess you can.
We don't have to order out for a Bubbles. We can just get them direct. Okay.
So, So Gug, what are you doing with this information? Are you making good choices or bad choices today?
No, I'm going to. I have successfully resisted the sweet smell of simian, and I'm going now to. It's not really backup, because Tink does never need backup. It's more of a, this is a situation that I should be, I will go there, and I will make it up for it later by, I don't know, it's probably war crime related.
And we wouldn't want to miss that.
So, okay, cool. Well, I have good news for you, Gug. If you are going to, I'm imagining through your mind link, you can probably like get a general sense of directionality from people, right?
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Tink is in the direction. Like, as you go towards Tink, the smell of monkey gets stronger.
Okay. Not opposed.
So this might be a shawarma after situation, right? So, headed back outside. Perdicion and Goro, this thing is barreling towards you, right? You can now hear in the parking lot, there are loud klaxons going off, right? And you start to see mercs just boil out of the mall and start heading towards their vehicles.
Oh no, is this like... I can't think of the word. This is like... the ice cream truck for mercenaries, isn't it?
I'm wondering.
Yeah, I'm really curious which it is.
Either they're getting the hell out of here.
Well, they seem excited.
Yeah, it's either the general get the hell out or...
I think they're bringing monkeys to bait, right? Like this... They're going to go fishing for these fucking bird things.
For goosesauruses.
Yeah. I want to stress again, I did not realize...
It's hilarious, though.
I'm very happy with how gigantic these things are. I was thinking they were like, you know, the size of a decent sized dog or a small pony, right?
No,
like
somewhere
in that zone, not five goddamn tons.
You've shown us this picture multiple times and never once have I thought, oh yeah, that's the size of something I can wrestle. No, that's something I'm bringing a gun to the fight with.
I mean, I assumed at least size of a bear.
And not like a small
yeah,
gun.
Exactly.
Right? Like,
yeah, no.
I'm not bringing 9mm to a goose fight.
No, I'm bringing a fucking saw at the very least.
This is a punt gun situation.
Oh, Christ. So, yeah.
Speaking of punting, what are we doing?
Shit. Much as I want to, like, actually wrestle the Goosasaur, Perdicion has a little more wherewithal and is going to unstrap his rocket rifle.
Okay. Rocket rifle seems like a decent response here. Goro, are you just like bellying up with your multiple limbs worth of melee weaponry.
Oh yeah, Goro's charging straight in.
Great, great.
There's no hesitation on this.
God bless you, giant bastard.
So as this carrier gets closer to you, you can see that there is, like, on station weaponry, right? Like, it's got weapons ports or weapon or turrets or something on it that is that are like firing lasers down at these geese, right? And they're occasionally connecting, but these geese are fast, right? And they're ramming into the tires and the side. And you can see this thing occasionally just rocks because it's taking a hit. And as it's sort of barreling towards you, and as the mercs behind you are just starting to saddle up, right? A goose hits it in the front, in the back wheel, let's say, right? And then one of the back wheels, and essentially pit maneuvers it, right? To the point where it sort of flips and starts rolling towards you. And you can see now this thing, so the geese are pretty big, right? They're like 30 feet long, right? This thing is about three times that. It's probably like 90 foot long and like 50 or 60 feet wide and like two stories tall, something like that, right? And it's like a building coming end over end at you. And it's just ruining the asphalt. Just the parking lot will never be the same, right? Are you going... It flips and rolls and then sort of creaks to a stop on its side in front of you, and it's blocking your view of the goosasaurs, essentially.
Okay, so it said about two stories tall?
Yeah.
That's only a couple feet higher than me, so I think I'll try vaulting on top of it.
Great, I love it. Give me athletics to see if you can get... I think you can probably get that done, right?
A five.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, between your incredibly powerful legs and your gigantic size and your wildly muscular collection of arms, you can probably make it on top of this thing, right? You know, when you get to the top of it, you can see there are about a half dozen of these goosasaurs that are, like, still making aggressive pursuit. Some of the others have sort of dropped off behind. A couple of them seem to be limping off from laser blasts, one assumes, or, you know, having gotten rolled over by a building. The rest of them are still look like they're coming. And now that you're standing on top of it and the dust has sort of settled, you can hear people inside screaming. Screaming.
All right, I think I will telepathically let Pedicion know that there's people inside that might need rescue, and try to distract / intimidate the other geese.
Okay.
That are posturing still. Or...
Alright. Cool. We'll come back to that in a second. Pedicion, what do you do with this information? Because I know you're unslinging your rifle.
He stops and is like, shit. And starts loping towards the thing.
Okay.
And he'll look for an obvious entrance or possibly a damaged point where he can make an evacuation point.
Yeah, I'm imagining, like, yeah, you can... There's definitely, like hardened ports on this thing that you can try to go through, but I think it's also probably, like, the impact and roll probably tore some pieces open, right? That you could probably make bigger with your wild strength, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, that seems totally reasonable. You run up and you grab and it opens. And inside you see, and I imagine there's like a camera drone like right over your shoulder, right?
Yeah.
And inside you see people that are obviously banged up and worse for wear, but they all turn and look at you, and like the light falls from, it's very dramatic, the light falls from outside past you onto their faces, and you can see like the terror and hope at the same time, because you are kind of a scary dude, right? Yeah, but they pause for a second, like in shock, right? They failed their horror factor roll against you. What do you do?
All right, folks, come on, let's get out of here. We need to get you to a safe place. Get you to a safe place. We're gonna hold them off for as long as we can. Come on, let's go, go, go.
They start dragging themselves out. There's one in front that's you catch a specific vibe from. Do you have any psychic powers? I'm sure I asked this question like once a session, but
yes. More directly, let me double check my thing here, because I know I've got several different bits and bobs here and there.
Well, but you have like any psychic powers at all? Is basically my entire.
Oh yeah, right? Absolutely. Yeah, I have cool. Gifted as an edge. So
okay, cool, cool. Yeah, that dude makes you feel funny, and in not in a good way. Like, Perdicion's not used to feeling like weak or constrained, but that dude makes you feel that way by looking at you, essentially, right? But at the same time, he's picking up person, like he's one of the first ones to start grabbing other civilians, essentially, right? And start shoving them out the door. He's like, we gotta go, everybody go.
Yeah, he flexes claw for a moment, but then as like the person is like hustling people out, it's like he clears his head for like a second and like, okay, let's solve this problem first.
And so as you are pushing, or as he's pulling them out, right, and I'm imagining you're helping people out, right?
Yes.
Let's switch to Goro for just 1 second. So Goro, sure. you're trying to intimidate the geese into backing off, huh?
Oh yeah, or pay attention to me more than the bus.
Okay. All right. Do you have any skills or powers that could be useful in such an attempt?
When has that ever let that stop us?
I'm just trying to figure out what I'm working with. That's all. Right.
Anything that I have, it's going to be a D4. So it's maybe persuasion. That's about it.
I don't know how well that's going to work.
Come on, you got to roll persuasion.
I'm going to say, well, first of all, both of you can, I need to remember to do this. Both of you can take a Benny, I think. Goro and Perdicion, because you like ran into danger. Actually, I think everybody's being their own worst selves currently. So I think it's fair if everybody just wants to take a Benny for the nonsense that's happened so far. I should remember in the moment, and I never do. I apologize. So Goro, you can probably get some attention from, like, are you trying to do it from the top of this thing? Like, do you want them to come at you like your Doom guy on top of the hill? Or are you going to jump down in and deal with it from down there?
If none of them are on top of the bus, then yes, I would jump down.
None of them are currently on top of the bus, but they haven't quite made it there yet. So
yes, I would, more approaching them.
Okay. All right, so you leap down.
Banging swords on shield kind of style.
Great. Yes, immediately, like the front three that are charging in, they've been running really, really fast, and you can tell they're not terribly graceful creatures, being essentially geese the size of an SUV, right? So they, as you present yourself as a potential threat and or target, the front few sort of skid to a stop uncoordinatedly, right? One of them sort of rolls a couple of times and uprights themselves, and they all start honking at you very aggressively.
That D&D podcast is released under a Creative Commons 4.0 attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives license. Feel free to share with friends, but don't cut anything out and don't sell our work. Please visit us at thatdndpodcast.com or on Twitch or YouTube at thatdndpodcast. Intro music is Now We Ride, metal version by Alexander Nakarada, Outro music is Shadow Rain, also by Alexander Nakarada. Nakarada's music can be found on freestockmusic.com, on Bandcamp, and on creatorchords.com. Nakarada can also be found on YouTube and Patreon at anakarada. Rifts is a role-playing system published by Palladium Books. Savage Worlds and this game's Savage Rifts combination is owned and published by Pinnacle Entertainment. All other copyrighted content is owned by its associated copyright holder.